welcome to the 9th episode of Three Colors Podcast. We are now officially 1,000 listens in, and I am so happy to say that more and more of you tune in to listen to the best Latino music in London. And I couldn't ask for better listeners than you, so thank you again for all the love and support. My name is Martin, and I'm completely mesmerized by today's guest in the studio, and all will become very clear very soon. The guys that I'm with today, they won the Best Brazilian Band Award at Notting Hill Carnival and highly commended visiting group at Hackney Carnival. Their artistry, dedication, sound and beauty of the group members is second to none. I am joined by Rainha of Bateria, the Queen of Samba, Alice Angela, and Mestre de Bateria, the Maestro of Sound, Brian, the representation of the one and only Paraíso School of Samba from London. So welcome guys.
Thank you.
Good
welcome to the studio. It's lovely to have you here today. Thank you so much for coming. And we're going to talk about the music style that originated from a place called the January River. Rio de Janeiro. Beautiful. We've got a Brazilian with us here today, so that should make it all easier for us. So we're going to talk about samba, one of the most renowned and most popular music styles originating from the beautiful country of Brazil. You guys excited?
Very.
Okay. Excited. In the end, this is your life, right? Your daily water and bread,
yes.
Samba.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Okay, fantastic. Let's dive in into the beautiful music of samba with Magalenha and Sergio Mendes.
Vem Magalenha Rojão, traz a lenha pro fogão, vem fazer armação. Hoje é dia de sol, alegria de coió, é curtir o verão.
Vem Magalenha Rojão, traz a lenha pro fogão, vem fazer armação. Hoje é dia de sol, alegria de coió, é curtir o verão.
Yeah.
Vem Magalenha Rojão,
Magalhães Arroja.
That was Magalhães by Sérgio Mendes e Carlinhos Brown.
Oh my God, I love her accent. I'm in love with you.
Glad. Join the list. There's a long queue.
I can imagine. Queue. I can imagine. I mean, is it okay if I call you every night before I go to sleep?
Oh,
ask you. Can you just speak to me? Just speak yes. Portuguese, please.
Good night, Martina. Boa noite. Boa noite.
Boa noite.
Bons sonhos.
Beautiful. You could actually record, you know, those announcements for like a tube, like Mind the Gap with your accent.
Oh, it'd be great.
Say Mind the Gap.
Mind the Gap.
Okay.
Didn't sound as amazing, man. Cuidado com buraco. Mind the Gap.
Beautiful, no? Much better than the original one.
Mind the Gap.
No, I'm thinking I'm putting too much.
Very sexual, that one, that gab there.
Yeah.
Right, guys. Before we get to samba, because there's a lot to talk about, a lot to learn about. It's all about history, dance, colors, costumes, parades, and all that jazz. We would like to know a little bit more about you two. Mm-hmm. So, as I have previously mentioned, you have very important roles in the samba school, right? You're the queen of samba.
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
Once a queen, still a queen.
Yes, but I was a queen in 2011. Mm-hmm. And after that, I've been always involved in the school. I'm teaching classes, so I'm the teacher, and I'm also a singer.
Okay.
And I'm also a dancer. So
of course.
I'm everywhere.
And the queen, and the royalty.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Tell me, what are the duties of the queen? What do you have to do as a queen? How do you get this title of being queen of samba?
We have a competition, mm-hmm. a dance competition.
Okay.
So we have to...
Is it like a street battle?
Yes.
Okay.
Almost. No, really. You have to be with a really high heel.
All right.
Full of sassy.
Vigor. Yeah.
And smiles all over, lots of energy. And battle poet with lots
you
of beautiful ladies.
I saw obviously the samba dancers wear those really high heels. How do you guys not break your legs wearing them and dancing?
I think the heels just give you the I can't even think myself without heels.
You get special powers when you wear those
Definitely.
High heels.
The heels are our mental.
Because it's crazy, right? When you watch these ladies doing this quick samba step, and how come they don't trip, they don't fall? Mm-hmm. They just remain, you know, the queens as they are.
It's crazy. I don't know how they do it.
Okay, so there was a crazy, crazy mad battle and you won the battle and this is how you became the queen.
Yes. You have to do that in front of lots of strangers.
Yeah. Judges as well.
Yeah, and they normally have good ones.
Yeah.
And the battery is playing, so it's amazing. It's a live battery going on. So the energy comes from there. But at the same time, it's quite tense because, you know,
mm-hmm. everyone all the adrenaline.
Everyone should get July to be there mm-hmm. and get this position. So,
how long did you prepare for it, for this specific competition when you won?
I'm going to say, guys, every time you have to do a audition or...
Like a competition.
A competition or anything like this.
It's like a practice.
It's time. Not you. It's like, it's difficult for you to put yourself mm-hmm. 100%. Because when you're performing, you know that you're there to do something for someone. But when you are competing, you need to show the best of yourself for somebody.
Do you have an alter ego when you perform?
Definitely.
You know,
that's
when
natural.
When Beyonce, for example, says she had alter ego Sasha when she goes on stage.
Yeah,
do you have something
name,
like that?
I definitely have it. I don't even know her name because this person is crazy. It's all over the place. I'm telling you, like, oh my God, have I done it? It's like, wow. You know, but it's something that's so natural and just possesses me like completely. Mm-hmm. I can't even remember. I'm telling you, like, mm-hmm. it's something really strong, something really powerful. And that's the point sometimes when you're doing a competition. Many times it's difficult for you to connect to alter ego, or maybe you're going to be overthinking because other people are judging you. So it's no longer yourself only. So that's the point I see. At least for me, maybe something that I'm having to, you know, to improve.
Still battling, I guess.
But yes, the competition sometimes is hard for you to be 100% yourself.
Okay.
I think that's the main.
Okay, but you've done it. You won it.
Yes.
Like your name's there.
Yes.
Forever.
Yes. But I did practice. I did it put energy. I was trying to think, especially because, like I said, there's so many other contestants. They are really good. They are proud. We normally try to put amazing costumes, you know.
The costumes are beautiful.
Yeah, call friends also to shout because, you know, all those things make difference.
Yeah.
People shouting your name, vibrating with you.
Do you think I even get a chance to become a samba queen one day?
Of course.
How long would that take me?
Depends of your, you know, your passion.
Yeah. It's all about
10 years, 20.
Nah,
less than this.
Less than that,
for sure.
It's like it's proportional to the amount of work you put in.
So, like with everything in life.
That's right.
Definitely.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's definitely, it's, you know, possible. I think I remember maybe last year, a couple of years ago, the Queen had only been in the school for a year. But in the year that she was at the school, she just did everything. She was everywhere. She was helping to organize.
That's amazing.
She was at all of the gigs. I mean, she knew how to dance before. She knew how to dance samba before she came to the school. But when she came to the school, she really
She gave it all. And your title of being the king of the instrument, the maestro. Oh.
The maestri, right? Bateria.
Tell me about that.
But exactly. Well, Brian says something. Yeah. It's mainly about the energy and the commitment you put on it. She gave 100%. It doesn't matter. You don't need to be there for 100 years, you know. If this year you give everything you have, then it'll be clean.
It's almost like Olympics.
Yeah. I've been with the school now for seven, eight years. I've seen some people who've competed 7 times, not one. Still compete because it's not necessary. I mean, okay, I'm not going to say it's not about the winning. Of course, it's about the winning. But it's more than just that. I think for me, but like Queen competition is one of the highlights of like our calendar.
I bet.
Because you really, whoever wins, there's a great sense of pride in whoever wins.
And the stakes are high. And obviously, really I'm sure high. Like the level of the competition is
super
high
see,
as well.
You see like another, there's like another gear. I definitely notice, like, I'm at most rehearsals, so I see quite a few of the of our dancers, you know, once, maybe sometimes twice a week. And comparing, like, sort of rehearsal energy to I'm trying to be the queen of the school energy, it's like 0-100. It's crazy.
It's this alter ego.
Yeah.
This is
for sure.
Different side of you.
For sure.
Comes into play.
For sure.
Right, so Brian, let's talk a little bit about you. And your role in the school and in the bateria.
Mm.
So how did you become the best of the best when it comes to musicians?
I guess for me, quite similarly, I sort of already knew how to play samba before I
How many instruments do you play?
Within a samba context? Yes. Gosh, I've got to count. 1, 2... Maybe 7 or 8, something like that. There's maybe like a couple, like 2 that I haven't quite got around to like really.
But learning how to play an instrument, it's like learning another language, right?
Yeah.
So you speak 7 other languages, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're definitely within a samba music. There's like a musical dictionary, and a lot of the phrases are actually shared between a lot of the instruments. So, oh gosh, it got really high tech. when I think about how I like approach playing samba and how I view the music, it's like a series of conversations. And it's all about sort of dropping in at the right time. You can play pretty much whatever you want, but it's about playing it at the right time.
Okay.
Knowing when you can talk and then when you need to shut up, kind
just
of thing.
Do your thing.
And just do your thing, yeah.
Okay.
So it's sort of like you're in the let's say
in the zone.
Yeah, in the zone, and then every now and again you'll sort of just stick your head up out of the parapet to like, you know, say something, and then you'll sort of string.
I always wanted to know, you know, when you play an instrument and say it's a live concert, do you actually have time to think about anything apart from that instrument that you're playing? Or does your attention have to be 100% on playing that drum? Or can you just like, okay, there are only like 5 people that showed up, or, you know, 100,000 people that showed up and everyone's looking at me? Or do you have to be, you know, like super focused on what you're doing?
I'd probably say everybody gives a slightly different answer. For me, definitely when it's my first time in an environment, in a band or like playing under a specific like director, then I'm just completely locked in.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of to do with the attitude of the music as well. It is like a communal music, but it's nobody's messing about when
you're
playing.
Yeah, I think there's
like
not space for the error, right?
Not at all. No, and if you make a mistake, somebody's going to tell you you've made a mistake. There's none of this like medals for participation, like where you know, everybody's like chasing excellence. So personally, for me, what I'm usually like right in the moment. Depending on what the situation is, like you might have to look out for more things.
Mm-hmm.
So like, say for example, at Carnival, I have to look after the drummers, the batteria, so I'm directing.
So you're the project manager, basically, during Carnival?
During Carnival, yeah. Like, I'm like in front of all of the drummers and I'm conducting, but then I also have to move everybody along as well. It's quite easy in the parade to like stop, sort of get comfortable, pose for the photos.
Oh my God.
And so I'm like the person who's usually like screaming at people, move, keep going. Or like I'm trying to get photographers out of the way so we can walk, or like doing crowd control.
It's like a multiple function.
Yeah. Like for parades, it's like 3-4 roles that I do probably.
Okay,
like in
guys,
the parade. It's
we're gonna talk a little bit more in depth about the parades and the carnivals just after we listen to the next song. And this is actually the song, theme song of this year's carnival performance that you have prepared. Paraíso School of Samba 2019 and Building a Community.
Diretamente de Norte, alô Paraíso! Dá show!
Yeah. cenário. Nesse cenário de beleza,
o lindo
palácio eu vi,
eu vi.
O templo sagrado, yeah. O povo, onde ecoam os surdos e tamborins. E nesse bar, olhando o futuro, as flores da vila em suas crianças. Amor eterno sem explicação, guardado no fundo do meu coração.
Just heard Paraíso 2019, Building a Community. It's the samba that won us best samba group in Notting Hill this year.
Woohoo!
Not showing off or anything like that, but yeah.
There will be time for showing off. Guys, so what I like doing in every program, I would like to ask you some very, very, very tricky questions. And this part of the program is called Icebreaker.
I
hope you're ready.
Let's do it.
So what you have to do, I'm going to read you a question. It's not, well, no, it is complicated. I'm expecting a very short answer, whatever comes to your head first, okay? So don't really overthink whatever comes to your mind, okay? Brian, first yes. question for you.
Yes.
If there was a movie about your life... And you could choose the main actor. Who would you like to play you?
I would like...
Idris Elba.
Everybody... I was trying really hard not to say him because apparently I am his twin.
I love that.
Apparently I'm his twin. I say he looks like
me. I can
me,
see that.
Even though I'm yeah. clearly younger than him. I think I would get...
And he's slightly taller. Oh, sorry.
Alessandra. They don't need to know how tall I am. Damn. Yeah.
Brian sounds very tall.
Yeah, he sounds very tall.
Thank you. Sounds can be deceiving. I think I would get Anthony Mackie.
Okay. So
he's the guy who, have you seen like all of the recent Marvel films? Like all of
yes,
the...
I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, Falcon Wing.
All right, fair enough. Okay, question for you. If you had to wear a t-shirt with one word on it for a whole year, what would that word be? I mean, apart from Queen.
Love. That's the main word.
That's actually very deep.
Yeah. It's very deep.
You know, because it's just essential. In every single thing we do.
Yeah.
In our lives, the way we perceive and see.
It's the essence of energy as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Love. I like that. Well, I've got another question for you. You love music. You're a singer, right? What song, one song, best describes you at the very present moment?
Oh, that's not difficult, actually, because the song's everywhere.
How do you feel? What song
Strength,
do you feel like?
Courage.
Wisdom.
Wisdom from India Ari. Because talks about connect yourself, find the truth. Mm. I'm obsessed with this song.
Mm.
And the lyrics talk about this moment in my life where I'm trying to get to my truth.
And your purpose.
And my purpose. And stick to the way. I know that's hard, but you're going to get there. So be core, you know.
And we're also finding the truth about samba today, you know, Free Calls podcast. This is what we do.
This is true.
Brian, if you were the eighth dwarf, what would your name be?
What would the seven dwarfs name? Was there a forgetful dwarf? Because I'm pretty forgetful.
Let me put them up.
I was recently thinking about how lucky I am as well. Either the forgetful dwarf or like the really fortunate dwarf.
Mm. Right, so we've got dopey, we've got grumpy, we've got bashful, we've got sneezy, we've got sleepy, we've got we've got doc. Is that the name as well?
Well, yeah, there's no forgetful in there. Or maybe dopey could be forgetful. Yeah, let's go with the fortunate dwarf.
Fortunate dwarf.
Yeah.
All right, bigging yourself up, I see.
I would definitely know.
Just, I'm just crazy lucky.
You would be the beautiful one.
I think I would be the happy one. Or the one that loves.
Lovely.
To love.
The one that loves to love.
To love.
Well, another question. Don't look. What is the thing that you always have to have in your fridge?
Eggs. They're nice and easy to prepare.
So many options as well. So many food options connected to eggs. I think I know the answer to this one, but I'm going to ask you anyway. This is a question to both of you. What are you most likely to stay up at night talking about?
Music.
Why the hesitation?
Because I'm one of those people who can like talk a lot about a lot of things.
It's very useful for me today.
I'm going to say the world, like I'm going to say current affairs.
I have noticed that you're very much into what's going on. We were talking just before the program, we were talking about what's happening. A very sad thing happening in Colombia. Things like this happening all over the planet at the moment, which is very saddening. So I think it's a good idea that we bring this ray of light and we talk about something, you know, that will rather unite us instead of, divide us.
Yeah.
Last question, and this is fairly easy. What skill do you think everyone should learn or have?
I don't know if you could class empathy as a skill.
Amazing.
But
that's great.
I think the ability to see a situation from another person's perspective is so invaluable, and it's something that I think a lot of people don't want to do, or maybe don't consider, or are unable to do. Yeah.
Clapped, Brian, and I copy. That's amazing. That's a great answer. Exactly. Yeah, what we need.
But we need to move on to the next song that you have prepared. So, Paraíso School of Samba 2003 and the song called Brazil Paradise of Gods.
Vamos nessa, Paraíso! Eu gosto assim! Agora é pra valer! Arrufa do tambor, amor, eu peço axé, axé. Ele branco e vou no balanço da maré. Arrufado o tambor, amor, eu peço axé, axé. Sou vermelho e branco e vou no balanço da maré.
Eu digo Brasil,
Brasil, oh, berço da diversidade. Sua cultura, paraíso, vem mostrar. Vai encantar essa cidade com a nação iorubá. Vindo em navios negreiros, panceiros trouxeram o ritual de fé. Resistindo ao cativeiro, cultuaram os orixás do candomblé. Oxalá é natureza, é vida, é paz e amor. Iluminado vem meu pai Ogum, guerreiro das batalhas vencedor. Epa, rei em ação, todo baluaê. Tem mistério e magia no arco-íris de Oxumaré. Oxóssi, rei da mata, é caçador. Oxum, vaidosa, se banha o luar. O rei da justiça é Xangô. Caô, tem oferenda pra saudar Iemanjá. Oxóssi, rei da mata, é caçador. Oxum, vaidosa, se banha o luar. O rei da justiça é Xangô. Caô, tem oferenda pra saudar Iemanjá.
Ouro, milar,
ouro, milar, agô. Ifá mandou o mensageiro Exu abrir caminhos pelo mundo.
de Olorum virou fogo. É o tempo, sangue tem o segredo de curar. Odé, louco, Odé, salve, beijinho, chegou na Nanã pra abençoar.
Arrufado tambor,
arrufado tambor. Amor, eu peço axé, axé. Sou vermelho e branco e vou no balanço da maré.
Arrufado tambor,
arrufado tambor. Amor, eu peço axé, axé. Sou vermelho e branco e vou no balanço da maré.
E agora eu digo Brasil,
Brasil, oh, berço da diversidade. Sua cultura paraíso vem mostrar. Vai encantar essa cidade com a nação iorubá.
Vinda!
Vindem navios negreiros, panzeiros, trouxeram o ritual de fé. Resistindo ao cativeiro, cultuaram os orixás do candomblé.
Oxalá!
Oxalá! É natureza, é vida, é paz e amor. Iluminado vem meu pai, Ogum,
Saravá, meu pai.
Guerreiro das batalhas vencedor.
Epa, rei!
Epa, rei, Ançã. Ah, todo Baluaê. Tem mistério e magia no arco-íris de Oxumaré.
Oxóssi,
rei da mata. É caçador, Oxum, vaidosa. Se banha o ar, o rei da justiça. É Xangô, caô, rei oferecido. Pra saltar e manjar.
Oxóssi,
rei da mata, é caçador. Oxum, vaidosa, se banha o ar. O rei da justiça é Xangô, caô, quem oferenda pra saltar e manjar.
Orumilá,
Orumilá, Aragô, Ifá mandou. O mensageiro Exu abre caminho.
Oba!
Pelo mundo na pé de ouro. Chegou na Nanã pra abençoar.
Arrufado tambor,
arrufado tambor.
Opa!
Amor, eu peço axé,
axé.
Sou vermelho e branco e vou.
Eu vou
no balanço da maré.
Arrufado tambor,
arrufado tambor.
Opa,
amor, eu peço axé, axé. Sou vermelho e branco e vou no balanço da maré.
Brasil, paraíso dos deuses.
My goodness. What is the song about, guys?
Yes, so this song is about gods of the African religion we have in Brazil called Candomblé. We also have another African religion in Brazil, actually, called, that's a mix, Umbanda. That's actually the main religion born in Brazil, because actually Candomblé comes from other areas in Africa, and Umbanda is a Brazilian religion because it's a mix of Candomblé and some.
Is it like Christian? No, spiritual.
Spiritual. So, in Umbanda, you also have the links of some gods, but change names sometimes and colors and sometimes things like this. But like I was saying, is the link between nature and
us.
In us, yes. Power of nature. Gods of the sea, of the river, of the winds.
Definitely a very good subject to write a samba song about, right?
Sure.
And to celebrate it.
Yes, and it's really powerful and so beautiful.
Right, guys. But to take us a little bit back, we wanted to talk about the history of samba. But first of all, we probably should mention what samba means, right? What story does it tell? I was actually able to find a few different information. The first explanation of the word samba was that it came from the word semba, which was a traditional type of music and dance coming from Angola. The word semba meant a touch of bellies, which was a part of a dance, which I find really, really interesting. Another source said that samba means praying to God or invoking the blessing of a saint. Sounds pretty cool, right?
It's really cool.
another one also said that samba comes from a Portuguese word sambar, and that means to do joiner's work. So that would also refer to different string instruments like harp or lyre.
You can see it in everything. Like in all of those examples.
Yeah, I think it's all of them together.
You know?
Yes.
Where did like the rhythm come from? I mean, I think it's well documented that the rhythm comes from like southwestern Africa, like Angola, Mozambique, that kind of area. And when you line it up, sort of you go across the Atlantic, and where do you go? Across the Atlantic, you get to Brazil from that coast. So if you wanted to do like a historical kind of like scientific analysis, then yeah, that probably makes sense. But then also for a more kind of spiritual perspective, invoking the blessing of a god, like it's again, depending on who you speak to, some people will say that the rhythms are so that they're
very hypnotic. They hypnotic, put you in a state of
like
a trance.
In a trance, yeah, and then they're supposed to what's the word, like edify.
Elevate.
They're edifying some of these gods. Some of the rhythms are specifically composed to edify like a specific god. Like that's what some people say. So I think there's probably some truth in that as well. And even again in like the instruments you were mentioning, like samba. The only instruments in samba, apart from the percussive ones, are stringed instruments. Violin, violão. My brain went English, yeah. Portuguese there. Guitar, cavaquinho, seven-string guitar. Like, they're all, of course, those are all instruments come from the stringed family and will have developed from, like, the lyre and stuff like that. So there's definitely truth everywhere. I guess I'd say I'll probably resonate with the first two.
Right, so the very, very first song that we can call today samba.
Pelo telefone.
What is the song about?
Pelo telefone. Somebody phoned somebody. O chefe da polícia pelo telefone manda me avisar que na Carioca tem uma roleta para se jogar. The chief of police phoned me on the telephone and told me who in Rio has a roulette to play.
So I don't know. Is a gangster song.
Maybe.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense for the police to be
maybe
advertising.
Right? I think it's a little
because it's illegal.
Cheeky. Yeah,
especially because it's illegal in Brazil, gambling.
And then okay.
This is what, 1914?
I've seen 1916, I've seen 1917.
Okay, so super old.
Very, very old.
Over 100 years old. Okay.
Yeah.
Deixa as mágoas para trás.
Traz o rapaz. Ai, ai, ai. Fica triste. Oh my gosh.
Fica triste se és capaz, oh rapaz. Be sad if you can.
That leave the sadness behind.
Yeah, leave the sadness behind.
Okay.
And be sad if you can. Maybe because the rhythm's so cool and so energetic that it's impossible for you to
be sad.
But at the same time, try to forget about
Tomara que tu apanhes pra nunca mais.
Tomara que tu apanhes. Pra nunca mais fazer isso. Like, I hope you get beaten up.
Wow!
So never
so
do
you
that
don't do
again.
Again.
Wow!
Roubar amores dos outros e depois fazer
feitiço.
Something about love, amor, no?
So rob people's loves and then do some magic, create some...
Smooth criminal.
Roubar amores dos outros e depois fazer feitiço.
Some serious stuff going on.
Guys, this is the first ever written and recorded samba
so
song.
Profound. Yeah.
It is so profound. So it's about gambling, it's about criminal, stealing love and doing magic.
Yeah, I think really says so much about Brazil.
Right, we should let our listeners enjoy it together with us, right? So, there you go. This is the first samba song. Enjoy.
O chefe da polícia pelo telefone manda me avisar que na Carioca tem uma roleta para se jogar. O chefe da polícia pelo telefone manda me avisar. É assim. Que na Carioca tem uma roleta para se jogar. Ai, 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 deixa as mágoas para trás, ô rapaz. Ai, 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 fica triste se és capaz e verás. Pra nunca mais fazer isso. Roubar amores dos outros e depois fazer feitiço. Olha a rolinha.
Senhor, senhor,
se embaraçou.
Senhor, senhor,
caiu no laço.
Senhor, senhor,
do nosso amor.
Senhor, senhor,
porque este samba,
senhor, senhor,
é de arrepiar.
Senhor, senhor,
põe perna bamba.
Senhor, senhor,
mas faz gozar. O peru me disse, se o morcego visse, não fazer tolice. Que eu não saísse dessa esquisitice do disse, me disse. Mas o peru me disse, se o morcego visse, não fazer tolice. Que eu não saísse dessa esquisitice do disse, me disse.
Ai, ai, ai.
Este samba,
senhor, senhor,
é de arrepiar.
Senhor, senhor,
põe perna bamba,
senhor, senhor,
mas faz gozar.
Right, guys, so that was Pelo Telefone, yeah, the first samba song ever recorded. Let's move to the darker times in the history of samba, because by early 1900s, the government was actually trying to prohibit samba music. So you weren't allowed to practice it on the streets, you weren't allowed to play it out loud in public. And then one president turned it all around, right? So that was
Getúlio Vargas.
So what happened during his times?
He's quite an interesting character. He had like a few, let's say he had a few bites at the cake, mm-hmm, of leading Brazil, and he did it in a few different ways. Some were like democratic and others weren't so democratic, but he did quite a lot for the country, and especially between like the 30s and the 40s, he did a lot to promote Brazil as a country, especially to like the States,
yeah,
really. So under his rule, they signed an agreement with the United States that if any country in the Americas was attacked during the Second World War, they would all gang up together and go, mm-hmm, and sort out the people who attacked them. So he sort of helped to forge closer links with like the Western world. Under his reign as well, people like Carmen Miranda, like very famous lady with the fruit
basket.
With the fruit basket on her head.
I was actually watching a documentary about her the
other
day.
Oh, really?
Yes, yeah, very interesting, very interesting person.
I can imagine.
Originally born in Portugal.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this president, this person actually kind of helped to get samba out on the street. And I think this is the thing about this type of music that unites different groups of people in Brazil, because Brazil is a massive country. You've got so many different nationalities, different immigrants coming and leaving and, you know, making their life in Brazil.
We actually have a big Polish community. Isn't it? We usually have a Polish community. Yeah.
Polish, German.
Yeah.
Italian.
Japanese. Yeah.
Everyone is Japanese in Brazil. Mm. And you need something to kind of unite all of these different nations, different cultures. I think samba was a really good tool.
Yeah. I think he saw it as that. I think it's very interesting because this like period of time, the other thing that was sort of like really taking off in Brazil was like the advent of radio.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the way to spread the sound
yeah.
to all of the different places. And so you have this like big unifying sound in the country. Mm-hmm. This is the sound of our country.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's like
bring this pride. Oh,
exactly. Yes. Exactly. And again, as you said, it's something that will bring all of those different groups together under one umbrella. So they start thinking of themselves as Brazilian. We have a music which is Brazilian rather than...
And this is one nation, not, you know,
different
groups in one country. And I think it was also this promotion of, obviously, this African heritage that was very important because, you know, as we know from the history, millions of slaves brought from Africa to Latin America. And this is finally their time when they can speak up.
Mm.
You know, they can say, okay, we're here. This is our country. This is our time now. And this is us. We are here to promote who we are and what our roots are. And as you said, like 50s and 60s radio and United States have picked up samba really quickly, right?
Yeah.
And then they started mixing it with jazz, right, creating
Bossa Nova, beautiful MPB, Bossa Nova. Yeah. Amazing music.
I think that's actually one of my favorite music genres, yeah. Bossa Nova.
Yeah.
But would you say that it's a fake creation?
No, I wouldn't say it's fake.
In terms of, it talks about the good life, you know, sun, sea, beach.
Yeah, just see things from a different perspective. Yes. Because Brazil is really diverse, so we have inequality, mm-hmm. of course. So, yeah, the samba maybe would show the roots. People that live in favelas and certain areas is a bit more raw, but you also have the richest people in the world. Yeah. So these people also speak up when they're talking about the Bossa Nova, yeah, and they, you know, they can see. Of course, we have beautiful beaches and lovely landscape.
Mm. If we're gonna say music is expression, then we can't say to people you can't, you know, because you've spoken about this aspect of Brazilian life, you're inauthentic, or that's not really what Brazil is about. I think it's, you get into like a dangerous territory yeah. when you
start
to do that.
So it's all about like keeping this balance as well.
I think so, yeah.
Speaking
I think so
up when you need to, but also yeah. appreciating yeah. what good things you actually have around you,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think it's very important to mention a lot of like the sort of big names in Bossa Nova, a lot of them came from these communities as well.
Yeah, it's not like all of them are rich.
No.
They're just contemplating the view and going, you know, deeper in the feelings and sensations.
That's right.
Well, the next song, that will be a Bossa Nova song.
Garota de Ipanema. Girl from Ipanema.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Ela, menina que vem e que passa. Doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema. O seu balançado é mais que um poema. É a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, por que estou tão sozinho? Ah, por que tudo é tão triste? A beleza que existe, a beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor.
Thank you.
iconic song is mainly about the beauty of the Brazilian women. Girl from Ipanema is just women walking the beach, and this guy is just looking at her and say, wow. She's passing. Wow, love those curves.
This is what would happen if Alessandra was in Emmerdale.
Exactly.
Oh my God, I'm so interested to know what is it.
I think at the end of this program, we need to come up with some lyrics for that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Think so.
This is the mission, guys.
End of part one.